AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A line of storms stretching from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes have dumped record rainfall on parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and other plains in Midwest states on this Memorial Day weekend. The storm spawned a tornado that damaged a Houston apartment complex, caused major flooding that forced at least 2,000 Texans from their homes. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says Oklahoma City has broken previous rainfall records, resulting in massive flooding.
Even just a few days ago, they broke their May record for rainfall, and that wasn't even including some of the recent rains they had in the last 24 hours. So it's going to end up shattering the May record, if you will.
Authorities are blaming three deaths on the storms. Two were in Oklahoma. The last was in Texas, where a man's body was found along the swollen Blanco River. A strong earthquake has rattled the Japanese capital of Tokyo and its suburbs, a preliminary magnitude of 5.6. Buildings were shaking, trains temporarily stopped. A tsunami warning was issued as a cautionary measure, but removed within minutes. Well, thousands were on hand on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol for the National Memorial Day concert, which aired on PBS. Gloria Estefan was one of the performers. Some concertgoers say they were late getting to the show because of police activity near the Capitol. Capitol Police on routine patrol spotted a parked, unoccupied vehicle on a street west of the Capitol early Sunday evening. They smelled gasoline and saw a pressure cooker inside. A bomb squad safely destroyed the pressure cooker, and further investigation found nothing hazardous. Demonstrators marched through downtown Oakland, California, Sunday, a second night of protests against the city's new Get Tough policy for monitoring street protests. This is AP Radio News. A veteran comedian has died.
Most people will know her as the mother of this comedian.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No, no.
And the husband of this one.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
But back in the day, Ann Mirror made a name as an actress and a comedian in her own right. She was best known as a comedy team with her husband, Jerry Stiller. They carved out a 60-year career in both TV and film. Along the way, they produced Ben Stiller, who followed in his parents' comedic footsteps. Mirror died Saturday. She was 85 years old. Stiller and Mirror were on numerous TV shows in the 1960s. She also appeared with her son, Ben, in the 2006 movie, Night at the Museum. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
He was portrayed by Russell Crowe in the Oscar-winning film A Beautiful Mind.
I cannot waste time with these classes and these books memorizing the weak assumptions of lesser mortals.
Mathematical genius John Nash and his wife Alicia were killed in a taxi crash on Saturday on the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.